Okay, we want to see this contained sugi here on Daf Yotesim and Aleph, which quite a times we mention that when you're learning Gemara, it's very important to keep in mind conceptually when the Gemara compares topics. For example, today we're going to investigate Bezushem, the concept of Ksiva in the realm of Gittin, in the realm of Hilchos Shabbos, and in the realm of Hilchos Sefer Torah. Okay? Namely, the Gemara in Yotesim and Aleph will compare writing of a get to writing on Shabbos. Yes? And on Daf Chafam and Aleph, the Gemara compares writing a ksiva of a get with ksiva of a Sefer Torah. Okay? That's just very important to keep in mind topically. When you find Gemaras that compare topics, okay? We'll have to see whether those equations stick or whether they are broken, okay? But it's very important when you read a Gemara and learn a Gemara, what exactly is the Gemara driving at when it equates topics. So let's start right away. Usher, let's take it away. Right in the middle of your Testament Aleph, guys, where it says Itmar. Itmar means it was stated. Go ahead.
If you write
black ink on top of red ink, b'shabas, on Shabbos. Excellent. They both say that you're chayav on two separate accounts. Two separate malachas, you'll be chayav. If you did it b'shogeh, you're chayav chatas. If you did it b'mezid, you'll be chayav karas twice. And if you have edim and hasra and you accepted the hasra, you'll be chayav skewim. Now, obviously, you can only kill a guy once, right? But the Lamaisa, this is what it means. So you're chayiv on the ksiva because you wrote the black on the red. And while writing the black on the red, you erase the what? You erase the red. So because of that, Lamaisa, you are chayiv. And I think it's important that we should note, as we're going to get into, God willing, that in order to be Mechal Shabbos, the Gemara says, in Mishnah says in Shabbos, I believe it's Kuf Beis and Beis, let's get down all the Marmakaimis, that you only keep Mechal Shabbos on a level of the Arise if you do it constructively. If you destructively do something on Shabbos, then it's Pater Avo Aser. That's called Mechalko, okay? Because the Torah compares Melacha Shabbos to the building of what? Of the Mishkan. And it says the phrase Meleches Machsheves. I believe that's in Parshas Vayakel, I think. And it says Meleches Machsheves. It has to be an artisan, a craft work, where it has to be something that's constructive. And if it's done in a destructive way, so then you are putter. Still an Issur Rabbanan, but you are what? You are putter. Now, erasing at first glance is a destructive type of action. Aren't you erasing? So the Mishnah says, you're only chayiv, the Mishnah says in Wadaf, in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph. Let's get down all the Makayrus, and Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, that you're only chayiv mochik amanas lichtov. If you erase on the condition of writing, then you transform your mechika, Gabriel, into what? Into something constructive, yes? So I think you must note that when we say you're chayiv shtayim, in what sense are you chayiv shtayim? You're chayiv because of the kosev, you're chayiv because of the mochek, right? Why are you chayiv because of the mochek? Because it was an erasing that was constructive. Because the black, in order for it to be noticed and recognizable, you must blot out the red completely. You follow me? So therefore you'll be chayiv kosev, because of course you're writing. And number two, you're chayiv al mochek, and the mechik is constructive. The mechiki is constructive because, in a sense, to have the black be able to show, you have to pounce on the red and erase it. And therefore, it's a constructive erasing. Okay? Let's take a look at Rashi. Okay? Guys, take a look at Rashi. Let's see. Go ahead, Usher. Agave Sikra.
Agave Sikra. So, Shtei Osyo Shel Sikra. So, two red letters. Vavir Aleo Dio Bishops. And you overlay them with black ink on Shabbos.
Excellent.
Mocha. If you do it with the intent of writing two black letters on Shabbos in your
That's exactly what we said. Go ahead.
This erases the underlying red words because of Eliana's title.
Excellent. Right, he changed it. Zeb Machak. This guy erased the bottom red, and you write on top of it the black. So you understand why the mechik is constructive, yes? So we understand why you're chayiv two malachas. Excellent. Back to the Gemara now. Go ahead. Says the Gemara. So if you do the yaw agave sikra black on red, you're chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Hashanah said, go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. That's the first thing. Go ahead.
You're
potter, and therefore what? There's no toelis in the second ksiva. Yeah. It's only what? It's only nisa d'rabbana. Because why? You're not being what?
You're not writing anything.
Why not? You're not constructive, yes? There's nothing constructive about you. There's still aser, mid-rabbana, but certainly not mid atayr. Excellent. Go ahead.
Sikra al gavi dayu. So, however, if you do red on black, Amrei la chayv, Amrei la potter.
Some say what chayv, some say potter. Go ahead.
Amrei la chayv, muchak.
Mochek. Why is it mochek?
Because at the end of the day,
you're erasing the black that was under it. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Before
you go on, why do you think it's not considered to be destructive?
Because you're writing something. You're making something new. You're making it red.
Because it's now nikeris. You put red on black, and the red is what recognizable. So the fact that you erased, you're erasing you what? You benefited by allowing the red to be seen. So that's why it's not considered to be mekalkel. Want to read the Rashi there?
Okay.
Go ahead. Potter.
Potter. Shahari hu betkila, because it is beginning. Lokasa v'lobachah. It's not a writing nor erasing.
Yeah, he says kibbeskiwa. The Bach adds the word kibbeskiwa. Because it's like it was originally, right?
Yeah.
Lokasa v'lobachah. He didn't write anything anymore. He did nothing. Go ahead. Mocheku.
Because the writing that was there originally is not the same as the writing that is there now.
Because originally, what's hagun mean? We don't skip any words. What originally was written properly, right? And therefore, it's what? It's mocheku. Now you've messed it up by putting red on black. Yes?
Yes.
So therefore, what? It's still considered to be what?
It's still considered to be as so.
And therefore, that's why it's chayv, because you erased it, right? But it's not beget a mekalkel, because lamaisa, you can still what? It's still recognizable. Yes? That's what Rashi says. Okay. Go ahead. Tosis on the bottom points out the very bottom Tosis. I didn't give it to you, but I want you to get it. The mechik is almanas lichto. In order to be chayv, you have to be chayv. Because minestam, he wrote the red on the black, because he wants the red to be seen. And through the ksiva, lamaisa, it's much more nikeris, lamaisa. Okay? Because Shizuti Aksiva Alyona Nikaris Yosu Mikfisha Aisa Nikaris Biladel. Somehow I guess red on the black is much more recognizable. You know what I mean? It has a background. It has a background. So therefore there's red on black, and therefore what? And therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. It's glaring there, and therefore it's considered to be what Tulsa says, Yerchaiv Amokik. Okay, Viker and Gemara. So back to the Gemara again. Sikra Gabidio. Go ahead. Sikra Gabidio. Some say chayv, some say potter. Go on.
Amrele chayv, mochiku,
you're mochik. Okay.
Amrele potter,
why did he say mochik? What does Rashi say next? Rashi, mochiku?
Rashi, the low kosev.
Yeah, read it in Ramaskal. Mochiku?
Mochiku. The low kosev.
Why is it not kosev? Go ahead.
It was
originally it was written much more proper. Now it's not as good, so you can't classify that as a ksiva. At best, it's a mochik. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? When you write red on black, it's not a kosev, because it's not better than what it was before. But at least it's mochik. Okay, go ahead back to the Gemara. Vamra law. Some say pater. Why?
Because
mekalku. Go ahead.
Rashi,
mekalku. It's kimochik.
You wrote it, you erased with the intent of not writing it.
That's destructive. Go ahead.
It's not completely destroyed.
Okay. So you can miss that Rashi. Once you get down in your notes, what is Rashi saying? Lamad de Mechayev. It's a good point that it's Makalpa. So it's Makalpa. Why is the first sheet not considered to be what? Why is the first sheet to say Mechayev? If you write right on black. You follow me, Jonathan? What does it say, Lamad de Mechayev? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, well, it's semi-Makalpa. Let's get that down. That's the Nekudas HaMachloikas, according to Rashi. Says the Birkas Avraham. When you do mixus makalkal, when you do this a little bit destructive, but let's say it's 60-40, is that called constructive or destructive? So the first sheet that says it's called what? It's still called constructive. That's why you're chayiv. Because the ksav is nikar. Whereas the second sheet, the Rashi, the Birkas Avraham is Masmer Rashi. What does Rashi mean when he says makapa? I want you to be in tune with that Rashi. Rashi's saying the reason why it's moicheku because you're mochek amashu olichto. The other man never says you're chayiv because why? It is nikar. The ksav is nikar, so I want you to get in your notes. According to Rashi, says the Birkas Avraham, when you have a scenario where it's makapo ksas, the racing process is Mekalko Ksas. Is that going to be chayv or not? First sheet says yes. The second sheet says putter. You look at the macro perspective. And the macro perspective is that the bottom line is we call it Mekalko Lamais, because it's Mekalko Mimixis. Or do you look at the macro perspective and say it's chayv? In the case where you write red on black, what did it say in the Gemara, Oren? It says some say chayv, some say putter. Some say chayv, what is mochek? The other sheet that says potter. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Well, you're being makalkal a little bit. It's a little bit of makalkal. Because on one hand, the ksav is still nikar, is a little bit of makalkal called fully makalkal. The sheet that it says potter says, yes, it is. The sheet that it says it's chai says it's not. That's how you learn up a Rashi. You got that, Yisro? That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes here. Okay, yes, Jonathan, very quick.
In all these cases where we say putter, it's really putter on a lawsuit.
Yes, we said that before you came in. Buckle of us, this is the Rabbana. That's correct. Okay, you got that? Very good. So we got this sheet. You got this? This is the machlokes. Now, this is in what area up till now? Hilchos what?
Shabbos.
Hilchos Shabbos. This is Hilchos Shabbos. This is all Hilchos Shabbos now, okay? This is all Hilchos Shabbos. We have to see now, Lamaisa, what's going to be by getting. But the bottom line is, this is considered to be Meicheku, and Rashi holds it's not destructive because it's Nikaraksa. And Taisa says, well, if it's Chayiv, where's the Mechika Manas Lichtov? Because Minestam, what's better to see? Red on what? Blank? Or red on black? The red, I guess, is much more noticeable if the background is black. That's what the Taisa says in the very bottom. Okay? That's what Taisa says on the very bottom. Why don't you read it very quickly? Okay. The last two lines of the Taisa. Guys, look inside. Moicheku. He has to say that in order to be chayv mochek. Go ahead. No, the mistoma omen laksor v'lichtov lo b'dayo. The stomach, what is he going to do?
He's going to go back and write.
He might write black on it, what? Over the red again, right?
Yep.
He might write black on it over the red again. He might do that, Lamaisa. Okay? So that's why you're chayv mishum what, Moche? Because it's amanas lichto. Go ahead.
Makalko lo ha.
Why is it not makalko? Go ahead.
The al haksiva zos tehek siva el yona rishum.
Through this writing now of the red and the black, it's much more, go ahead, it's much more recognizable. The imprint, go ahead. If it was just red on its own, it wouldn't be as noticeable. You know, red is not as glaring, but red on black, but that is much more glaring. Okay? So what do we have so far? To summarize so far in the Gemara, Jonathan, what do we got? We got three cases in Hilchos Shabbos. In getting your testament out. Yes? Dio agave sikra, what does Rebbe Reish Lakish say? Yechayev Stein. Black on red. Mochek. Smoka kamenas liftov at the same time because you're writing. Yes? It's also kosev. You with me, Jonathan? Dio agave dio. What is it? Yechayev mochek and kosev dio agave sikra. And you're writing. Two malachas. What happens to Yoav Davidio and Sikabi Sikro? What's the din, Rafi? Potter, meaning Potter Issun Rabbanan. What's the third case? What do you say, Rafi? Sikro Akabidio. Red on black. What's the din? Machloikis. Amr Lachayim Amr Lach Potter. If Yoav Potter is Makalka, the old Chayiv, how do we say Pshat? If it's Mixus Makalkil, the mod number says Mixus Makalkil, you look at the macro perspective, and 60% it's more constructive than be destructive. Chai. The other sheet says, as long as it's a little bit more destructive, Potter. Yes? All right, we got that clear. Excellent. Now, we transfer this and move into Hilchos Gittin. Go ahead, Usher. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. Yes, because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish commented on this, and now we know that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were what? Were brother-in-laws. Where's the Gemara above Metzia Pei Dalim and Aleph? We know the Gemara there, the story there. Rabbi Yochanan was the God of Ador, Reish Lakish was abandoned. Yes? And Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Sefer Ala Tshuva that Reish Lakish was originally from, but he went off the Derech. And then he became one of the good old Ador. I've never seen that before. You have Bali Tshuva. It says Hadrubay, Tyson says. You look up the Tyson, why don't you look it up today? I think it's Peidalim and Aleph or Peheim and Aleph. It says Hadrubay. Hadrubay implied that he was what? He was once good, then he went off the death, and he came back to what he originally was. In Bab Metzia. Peidalim or Peheim and Aleph. Okay?
Yeah.
I think it's Peidalim and Aleph. So Rabbi Yochanan said, listen, you're a very talented man. Use your strength to what? To Torah, I'll let you marry my sister. That's what happened. And then one day they were learning, and they were learning about a screwdriver. And Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, you should be familiar with the screwdriver. You used to what? Break into people's homes. It made Reish Lakish feel terrible. It reminded him of when he did something bad. He got so depressed he died. One second. Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, go ahead. Peidalim Rav. Okay, that's what I said originally. What'd you say? There it is. He originally knew Torah. The Rav quotes this Tosis in Ala Tshuva. So what happened? Reish Lakish got so depressed he died. Rabbi Yochanan got depressed. They brought a new Talmud in for Chavrusa. He said, the Reish Lakish should ask me 24 kashas. You bring me 24 rias. He got so depressed also. The Talmud davened to Hashem, he should get better. He couldn't get better. Then they davened, he should die. And he died. That's a big shiloh. If someone's terminally ill with cancer, can you daven to Hashem that the person should die to get out of the torture, the pain? There's a Ran in the Dharam that says it's mutter. It's a whole shiloh in the post, whether we allow that or not. But that's the story over there. Okay? We find people that are Baalei Tshuva that were not from becoming Gedolei Ador, but I've never seen anyone that was from went off the death and became the Gedolei Ador. Yes, Rafi.
How is he making a deal
off
like
Hadar?
Like Tshuva is the same thing. Tshuva also means.
Yeah, we say that colloquially, but if you look up the Gemara with the Tosfos, I want you to look it up. Like, Hadar means literally he went back to when he originally was from. That's what it means. You're right. You're right from the perspective of what we say on the street colloquially. There's a chozer b'tshuva because every yid has a pith of yid in it. But if you interpret it literally, it means you return to what you originally were. He was from originally. Okay. So you're asking good, but that's pshat in the tight. So why don't you look it up? You get a chance. Pay dollar and manal. Okay. Let's go now. So what's a shiloh boy mine? So Reish Lakish has a shiloh from his brother-in-law. Go ahead. They're illiterate. They don't know how to sign their names. Their mom is illiterate. I've never met anyone that's illiterate. It's very, very startling. I feel terrible for the person. Doesn't know how to read and write. Go ahead. We need them to be Adam on the get. Go ahead. So Mao, what's Mao mean?
What do we do?
What's the din? Yeah, what's the din? So let's see again. Boy Midday. Go ahead.
What do we do with Adam that don't know how to sign?
Beautiful. Why don't you write on red, let them sign on black their names? Let them trace over it. Oh, what?
Is that considered Sab or not?
Excellent. You read it, and there's Sheikhtuvu lehem besikra, yichtemu, ksav elyon l'ksav, o eno ksav. Correct. Is the ksav elyon going to be a ksav or not? It's a good way of having them trace it. Go ahead. Amo, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Said, forget about it. No way. It's not good. You cannot use them as Adam. Done. Finished.
Amarle. So then Reish Lakish said right back, below the Matan Rabbeinu Ksav Ayam Ksav Lehinyan Shabbos, didn't we say that this kind of Ksav is considered a Ksav for their purpose?
Yeah, you taught us this. Rabbeinu Shalayim. You taught us this, Rabbi. We said it together that you're chayiv. The Olagav Sikur is chayiv on Shabbos. That means we recognize it as a ksav. If you recognize it as a ksav, and you what? And you transpose that over to Hilchos Gittin, it should be good for a get. No, for signing a get. What do you see from this, Jonathan? That the Gemara is comparing Hilchos Gittin with Hilchos what? Shabbos. Very, very strong comparison. Go ahead.
The team of Nishana Medamin Nasa Masa? Because I told you the same, you're going to go off and do this?
Excellent. Just because we said something in Shir and Lumbus, that means I'm telling you a passing Halacha Lamaisa? There's Shir and Lumbus, and then there's Halacha Lamaisa. So, what comes to your mind when you read this before we read Rashi? Just that phrase. If you guys remember, we had this in Elul. Remember we had this in the Perus Bowl? We had that Ragavi Perus Bowl on the Zion, this phrase. You guys remember it? I think it was talking about Karka. Did the Prusbal have to be written on Karka? Yeah. Was it on what?
With Mishubanim.
Yeah, okay, we have to look. On Lamed Zayinim and Alf, what it was referring to. Correct. But Lamaisa, what is this phrase? What do I have in mind here, though? Usher. Sure. What? How do you read this line?
So
either what?
When Rabbi Yochanan gives a statement.
When he says, I said in Shir, why are you putting that practically? What is he saying?
He's saying that like this, that was just a theoretical.
And therefore, I don't like your comparison to what?
I don't like your comparison between this and Sefer Torah.
I don't like your equation from Shabbos to what?
From Shabbos to Gittin.
To Gittin. I don't like that equation. However, Rashi takes it even further. What does he say, Yisrael? He says, not only do I not like what you equate from what? From Shabbos to Gittin, I'm going to reverse what I said even by what? Even by Shabbos. The whole thing goes up in smoke. So according to Rashi, what is Rashi Shita? What is Rashi Shita? That Dio Agamisikra, according to Rashi, we're going to read it inside now. What do you say according to Rashi? Dio Agave Sikra, according to Rashi, is what? Is Putter. Is Enoksav. Enoksav. And also what? Began Legitin Puzzle. Tracing it will not be good. Now, that is how Rashi reads the door. I necessarily, who am I? I'm nothing compared to Rashi, but I wouldn't have necessarily interpreted the Gemara like that. I would have said that he didn't like the jump, the transposing, the equating Shabbos to Gittin, yes? But I wouldn't have necessarily not reversed what he said by Shabbos, no. What does the word medamin mean? What we said conceptually in Shir. V'chi mibnei shana medamin nasa maisa? Read Rashi. Go ahead. Ksav
Elyon. Ksav Elyon, Ksav Rinyan Shabbos. Deha Amar Le'el, Chayv Shtayim.
What do you mean? We said above, Chayv Shtayim. Go ahead.
V'chi mibnei shana medamin. Shalomnu owned him, but we evaluated his silver and he was bothered. But owned him, and we thought about it again.
Yeah, he actually says Va'omrin in the Ghost of Tune. Va'omrin, we say, go ahead. Excellent. Libenu. It's not Libno. Me'omrin Libenu. We say from the evaluation of our heart, please get it with Libenu, not Libno. People can make those mistakes, no problem. Just got to be able to correct them. Go ahead. Lahachmir. Right, exactly. I told you in Shir that we should be machmir. That by Shabbos you chayiv, and that by get it should follow the what? That it would be a good get. No, that it would be good. If you're chayiv on Shabbos, it means you recognize the ksav as being good. So by get it should work the tracing, yes? When he says lahachmir, he means by what? By Shabbos. Go ahead.
Nasa,
lahakel. What's lahakel? In Hilchos Gittin. To allow the second ksav to be good. See, by Shabbos, see what I'm saying, Jonathan? By Shabbos, it's a what? It's a chumrah. By get, it's a what? It's a kula. You guys got to be on top of that. You follow me? By get, it's a what? By Shabbos, it's a chumrah. By get, it's a kula. Go ahead. Afilu.
Even for the matter of Shabbos. Im ba masa li adeng of this one base mekdash. If the matter were to come to our hands during the time the base mekdash was still standing, lo yisi samach al divrei lahavi kul mazar.
Al divarai, al divarai. I would not rely on what I said in Shir. Lahavi what?
To bring a chulin into the mazar.
Because if you're chayv achatis, it's obligatory. You turn a light on Shabbos, so you have chayv achatis. You're makdash them when you bring it in. You can't bring a chatas option, you know, if you're not chayiv. It's like bringing a regular animal over into the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring Kulin Lazar, it's Asher. So basically, Rashi said black on white what I just said. He's backing out of both. He's backing out of what he said, the equation that was given, he's backing out of Shabbos. He's saying, I'm not going to pass in chayiv chatas. Did everyone cop that when you were learning the Gemara? You got to be in tune, you got to read it slowly and get it clear. Rashi attacked it like that very, very clearly. And the words mean this is what I said conception and shir nasa maisa. We're gonna paskin like this? Come on, we're not gonna paskin like that. We're not gonna paskin like by gittin. I'm not gonna allow this tracing to be good by gittin. And by Shabbos, I'm not gonna makadim makadis. Yes, Rafi.
I'm gonna say the nasa maisa thing through what Rashi just did, because you're not really. Like, I don't get how you're saying it's too big of a jump. Once, right, Shiva, once it's not Shiva. So I'm saying, like, you're, without doing what Rashi did, then you're saying there's too big of a jump between the two cases.
We're
not even talking about two cases. We're talking about, is Shiva itself happening or not? So it's not, we're not really...
No, but what was the first part of Shir that we learned? That in Hilchos Shabbos, it is a Ksav, you're Chayiv. Then he asked in the shower, what about that Gittin? So it's very possible that Yochanan's response is, I don't like your equation.
But I think we're near reason to view...
We're going to come up with this smart. But there's good reason to say it. And in fact, Rafi just asked, let's get it down. I gave you the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, I made a mistake in the Maram Kindness. I hope someone fixed it. Perek Yud Aleph, not Aleph. Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's get it. Halacha Tet Zayin. Hope everyone saw it. The Rambam writes black on white, no pun intended. Not black on red, but black on white. Oscar, I thought you'd appreciate that one, right? Perek Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Aleph. What'd you say?
I think you
should
have the sweater.
Okay. Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Tet Zayin. Okay. Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Tet Zayin. He says beferish. He says at the end of the halacha, hiver dio agabi hiver dio agabi dio v'sikra agabi sikra agabi dio potter. Amavra Diyah got a sicker earlier Chayiv Shtayim. He writes with Farish. He doesn't back out of it. So the Rambam writes black on white, let's get it, that Diyah got a sicker is Chayiv Shtayim. And all the Gedol Achron, not all, but get it down, the Mekeles HaNishna, the Nishmas Adam, the Minchas Chinuch, Mishnas Adam, Klar Lam and Zayin, Os Beis Minchas Chinuch, Mos Kesham Os Pama Dalet, the Prichodesh, and the Gosh Maim Chayim, the Chsam Sofer. All five Gedol Achron, get it down, Gabriel. They all ask on the Rambam. It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara said, Ne anu dava nasa maisa? Right? The Rambam's against the Gemara. Well, that's if you learn the Gemara like Rashi, no? That's if you learn the Gemara like Rashi. Lamaisa. All the Gedol Achronim said the Rambam did not learn the Gemara like Rashi. He learned the Gemara like Rafi said. Mayor, are you with me?
Yeah.
What is it? What is the answer, says the Rambam? He says, just because you wanted to make a comparison, we hold like that, Ladina? That was you making the comparison. I don't hold like that. Shabbos, you are chayav, but don't transfer it to Gittin. And the Rashbah, get it down on that, buff them out, learns exactly like this in this shot. So the Rambam, the Rashbah, in Gittin, that buff them out, learns exactly like we just said. That's the way the Rambam and the Rashbah will learn the Gemara. You're right, what I said about Shabbos is correct, but you're the one who made the what? Stretch to what? The equation the Hilchos Gittin. There's no way that there's an equation. I disagree with you. And the Rashbah, Taka learns like that. So what emerges in my play is Rashi against the Rambam and the Rashbah, how to learn up the Gemara. Now, we must ask, please get it down, if the Rambam and the Rashbah are correct, what is the Svar to be Mechalik? Why should one say, Orin, that the second writing on Shabbos is a writing in your chayiv, and by Gittin you're not allowed to do this tracing shtick? Why not? If the Ksav Sheni is a Ksav, to be chayiv in Shabbos, let it work for Hilchos Gittin. This kasha we're asking according to who? According to the Rambam and the Rashba, Eliezer. If you hold like Rashi, it's equitable. It's not considered exav in both areas, right? But according to the Rambam, it's Mechale, and reads the Gemara differently, what tak is the Svara to be Mechale? So I want to suggest to you four different, yeah, quickly, Usher, go ahead. Okay, let's see. I hear you. Let's see. There are four different svaras we want to suggest to be Mechalitim, Shabbos, and Gid. Yes, Yisro.
Can I take just an idea?
Go ahead.
Maybe it's not so much different because in both cases you're going with Chumrah. I mean, even though it's a different, in Gid, when you say it's looks, then you are still going with Chumrah because you're saying.
Right, but you're saying that, okay, so you're saying a rabbinic svar. Okay. Right. You get the impression that it's a svar on a level of the Yeraisa. But I hear you. Well, maybe that'll be one of the Chibukim. We'll see. You understand what I'm saying? It seems like that. Seems like there's a legitimate chiluk here at a deraisa level, not just that it's the rabbanon. But let's see. Okay. Number one is the mekeves hamishne. The mekeves hamishne, we're going to give three different chiluk. Mekeves hamishne writes that lagabe Shabbos, if im eino mamish ksiva, yichai mishum tolda the kaiser. See, Shabbos, there are derivatives. You ever heard of avos and toldas? The institution of avos and toldas? The Mishnah and Shabbos Taf Ayin Gimel. Where's the institution of us and told us? Ayin Amar Aleph, the Sefer Shabbos.
Three different reasons.
But Achas Mehena, it says. The Gemara in Shabbos Taf Ayin Amar Aleph, they should drush Achas Mehena. There's an institution of Avos and an institution called told us. Jonathan, you with me? You getting that down? So since in Shabbos there's told us, it'll register as Aksav to be Chayv on Shabbos. Because there are told us. It might not be the Av of Aksav of Kosei, but at least it is a told us. So on Shabbos, it's not Mamash Ksiva, but on Shabbos, as long as it's a Tolda, Arye, that's enough, yes? Whereas in Gittin, there is no concept of what? Of Toldas. And since there is no concept of Toldas, we do not recognize this as being a Ksav for Gittin. You're not allowed to trace. Got that? That's the first answer, Mekeves HaMishne. Number two, the second answer. The second answer is from the Chassam Sofer, the Adovid, and the Shmuel Rozovsky, the Yeshiva in Ponovich. That's out. There's a fundamental definitional difference between Ksiva on Shabbos and Ksiva by Gittin. Let's begin by Gittin. By Gittin, it says in the Torah, Ksiva. It depends what's written Ksiva. As long as it's been written already, and you didn't write new letters, that's not called a Ksiva. Hashem says, the Kusav Lo Sefer Krisis. There are letters there. I don't care whether you wrote on one again. It was already written. Well, in Shabbos, what did it say? Meleches Machshavis Asutayre. Meleches Machshavis Asutayre. What does Meleches Machshavis mean? Craft. It was with a craftsmanship. It was with an artisanship. And therefore, Lamaisa, the Isser is a Meleches Ksiva, like it was done in the Mishkan. Any new type of Ksav will shaf. What's shaf in Yiddish? To English? Will register. Will shaf means it registers as a ksiva, even though there was something written beforehand. So there's a fundamental difference between Gittin, all you focus on is whether they're letters. Well, there were letters. So the second ksiva is a zero. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos, as long as there's any new quality to it, and that's considered Lachnach Shabbos, therefore it'll be Aser al pi halacha. This is the Tzam Soiter, the Yad Dovid, and also Rishmu Rozovsky Zatzal. That's the second Terence, second Svar. And number three is what Yisro was driving at, Agos Mayim Chayim, it's a Chumrah Min Rabbanon Lagabe Get. Meaning really Min HaTayra, it should be a good Get. Min Rabbanon Et Pasimah. That's what you were basically trying to say. That in Shabbos you talk our Chayim, and in Get it really should be a good Get, but they were Machmir Min Rabbanon, they don't like the tracing Min Rabbanon. So that's really what, that's a technical answer. So I wanted you to get down to three chilukim. Number one, this is all within who? We're all within the Rambam and the Rashba. Because the Rambam and the Rashba say that what? Shabbos chayiv, get is possible. And the question is why? What's the chiluk? One, two, and three. What's number one? I'm just writing a code word, so you're getting your notes. Told them. What's number two? What's number two? Meleches Machshavis. And what's number three? Chumrah Mirabanan Gabe Get. Chumrah Mirabanan Legabe Get. Okay? Chumra d'rabbanan l'gabe get. Rafi, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Three different chilukim we're saying for this Rambam Rashba. Yes?
Who says the first?
Da ghost mayim kav. Who says the first?
Yeah.
The first chiluk we said was who?
The
Kevus HaMishnah. Second one is the I'm so for the Adavin and Rav Rozovsky Zatzah. Okay? Now let's finish up this Nakuda. Jonathan, with me? Yes? If you look in the Beis Meir, in Simon Kuf Chof Hei, Sivkon Ches, and the Dibi Yecheskel, in Simon Dal Rosh Yadal, Great Kedav Achroinim, they quote a Mordechai, which I'll probably give you either tomorrow or Sunday. The Mordechai did Oshin Dalad Mem. Are you guys familiar? We'll probably get through this sugya on Sunday, okay? You guys familiar with Chok Tochos? It's a little bit like a Nacha. You ever heard of Chok Tochos? I'm trying to think of the situation. You have a Hebrew letter that if you cut off something, it becomes two letters. Two different letters.
That's the branch.
Ches? You cut off the branch?
Two Zions with the branch between us.
So let's say you erase this?
Yeah.
Okay, something that. Like that. Chok Tochos. So the Mordechai... Okay, we're going to get to it, Blinetta. We're going to get to it. So the Mordechai says, Chok Tochos is not considered to be exiled by Get or Sefer Torah. Yes? But by Shabbos it is. On Shabbos you would be Chayim. So the Beis Meir says, again, what does the Gemara say to Farish Lamaisa? In Gittin and Dachof Amidah. That Chok Tochos is what? Is not exiled for Get or what? Or Sefer Torah, but it is considered exiled for what, Usher? Shabbos. So what do you see? We're making a distinction between what? Get and what?
Shabbos.
And Shabbos. But our Gemara equates the two. Yes? The Beis Meir asks on the Mordechai from our Gemara. His kash is only according to who? But more than that, it's kash only if you learn the Gemara like Rashi. If you learn the Gemara like the Rambam and the Rashba, at the end of the day, there's a difference between what? Get and Shabbos. So don't ask me a kasha. In other words, Chok Tochos is what? Is considered to be low kasher. Low hami kasher. The what? The Gittin, the Sefer Torah. The Gittin, the Sefer Torah, yes? But for Shabbos, you're chayim. The Sefer. Right? The Sefer Torah. Yes? Lo HaMikdash L'Gittin the Sefer Torah. The Shabbos, you're Chayim. So here you find a difference between what? Get and Shabbos. That's against our Gemara. Didn't our Gemara equate the two? Only according to Rashi did the Gemara equate the two. Not according to Rambam and the Rashba. The Maskanas Gemara, according to Maskanas Gemara, Rambam and Rashba is a Chilu. What is the lesson? The Chi, Midnei, Midamin. What is it? Nasa, Maisa? There are two ways to learn that phrase, guys. Rashi against Rambam Rashba. So Frek the Wad, Base Mayor, and the Divya Cheskla, and the Mordechai. The Mordechai is the one who makes this chiluk that says Chok Tochos is not kosher for getting the same third. But it is good for what? You are, what I mean good, you're Chayim on Shabbos. So you see there's a difference between the two. That's against the Gemara. Our Gemara what? Our Gemara equates the two, doesn't it? Only according to who, Arya, does it equate the two?
Rashi.
Only according to Rashi. But according to Rambam Rashba, there never was a distinction. There never was an equation. The Maskana ripped up that equation. So please get this. There's two ways to learn up this Gemara. Yes, Usher.
What is Chok Tochos?
Chok Tochos is what I said. You have a ches and you erase the roof. We'll get to it. And it comes. You form two Zions. You understand? You have a ches, and I erase the roof. If I erase the roof, I'm chayav kosev too as well. Because I wrote two Zions. I did not write this, you did. Because erasing the roof, you form two Zions. Okay, we're going to get to it when we get to that sukkah. You'll probably get to it on Sunday. Yes, Rafa.
Chok Tochos is also work as well as far as the chiluk as well, right?
I couldn't hear you.
Chok Tochos itself would work as far as the chiluk.
Right? I don't know what you mean.
Like you could say why do a chiluk between Get and Shabbos? Because of Chok Tochos.
You mean you're saying you understand why by Shabbos you have because it's craftsmanship. Whereas by get, and it was already the
left. You just list that as like one of the four, like as a fourth.
I understand, but that's a din on its own, I'm saying. You're saying you're using one of the svaras to say why there's a difference. You're right, but the base man of the says it's against our Gemara. Well, it's only against our Gemara if you look like Rashi. If you look like Rashi, Rav and the Rashi, but they're not. So if I ask you how many Rishonim learned the Gemara that there's a split between what? Between get and Shabbos. Or how many Rishonim? Rambam, Rashi, who else now? The Mordechai. The Mordechai as well, because we're answering that the Mordechai is not against our Gemara, because he learned the Gemara like the Rambam and the Rashbam. Jonathan, you got me? Comes out to be a very, very interesting construct. Yes, Usher.
Would I be correct in saying that Chotamos could be considered a subcategory of different
subjects? That's what Rafi was trying to drive at. Okay, that's what Rafi was trying to drive at. It's based on Malachos that Chibu, correct. Yeah. But we'll get into more of the details when we get to Chotamos. We know. Okay, very good. Excellent. Yes, Israel.
I'm sorry, can you go over the Tolda explanation again?
Yeah. Tolda means that there's a whole family of things that you can do.
What does that have to do with?
Because in Hilchos Shabbos L'maisa, even if the second Ksav, you have letters from before, but you've enhanced it. So Al Tolda, I can say you're Chayav. And by getting, all we care about is if there were letters. If there were letters from before, you've done nothing. You haven't wrote it. The guy who traced it, who did the original tracing, was the one who wrote it. He finally told us, allows you expands the whole definition of what's a good example of a tolda? A good example of a tolda, Lamaisa, would be, let's say, Gozes. What's Gozes?
Shearing.
Gozes is with you take nail clippers, okay? You take nail clippers when you do it, Lamaisa. So if you rip it off, with the hands, that might even be, push-up shot is derisive. But that's a tolda. The av of gozes is when you do it with a scissors when you cut your fingernails. Okay? That's the pashim chadim. Okay? I think that would be a good example, okay, of an av and a tolda. But it's much more expansive. You follow me? Okay. Fine. This leads us now. So that's the Gemara where? Where is this called Gemara? What daf? You test them enough. The beginning of the semester, guys, get together with your chavrus 20 minutes at night, maybe. Go over it, you go over the whole concept this year. Take you 20 minutes, half an hour, just to get everything clear. I recommend it very much, especially in the beginning of the semester. You don't have much college work. Okay? Let's turn the daf kaf out now. Next daf. Before we even look at the Taisim, okay? Let's look at the Gemara here now. Five lines from the top. Kaf Amar Aleph. Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda. Let's go, Ash. You're doing a great job.
Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, get kasu shalo lishma. So you have to get that you wrote without proper intent.
Right. Lishma, we know it has to be written for the right woman, and you did not write it for the right woman. No. You just did not write it for the right woman. She has the same name, but you wrote it for the wrong woman. Go ahead.
Pumus lishma.
No problem. He says just put a quill over it, rewrite it. Right over it. So is that good or not? Go ahead.
Banu la machlokas from Yehuda Rabban. It comes to machlokas between Yehuda and
Rabban. Oh, the Sanya.
That you needed to write the Shem Hashem.
The Sofer is writing a Sefer Torah, and he's trying to write Shem Hashem. Go ahead. And he wants to write Yehuda. Go ahead. And he what? He was going to write Yehuda. I guess he must have been tired. I'm not sure. And he what?
He left out the
Dal. It turned out to be right, but he didn't intend on writing Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Go ahead. No big deal. Relax, Rav Yudah. Just rewrite the quill with the lishma. Go ahead.
The Hashem
should not
be written, I guess, like from an accident.
Well, minamukram is the best. This is not the way to do it. And therefore, this is not going to help. Now, what does this mean here? Yeah. So, for our purposes, what is Rav Chisda saying? First of all, what do you do when you attack this Gemara? What do you have to note? That the Gemara is equating what?
Shem Hashem with Gittin.
With Gittin, exactly. Excellent. The Gemara is equating a Gittin with the Sefer Torah, correct? You must note that. Now, Pashup Shah, what is Rav Chisda saying? That according to Rav Yehuda, you could save the get by just rewriting it. According to the Chachamim, what's the din? It's not going to work. Yes? It's not going to work. This is the Pashup Shah Lamaisa of Rav Chisda. That's the Pashup Shah of Rav Chisda. He's equating this And he's saying that what? That it's not going to be what? It's not going to be good. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? It's not going to be good. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, l'maisa comes out that it comes out that it would not be good. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, it would be good. According to the Chachamim, it would not be good. We're equating the two. Now, I want you to get this down. Please get this. What the Rashba, the Ritva, ask on Rav Chisda. They all ask. What do they ask? That Rav Chisda connects the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Yes? But it says in the Rabbanan, Ein Shem in a Mufkar. What does Ein Shem in a Mufkar mean? Meaning by Hiddur Mitzvah, what does Hiddur Mitzvah mean? What does the concept of Hiddur Mitzvah mean? What is the concept of Hiddur Mitzvah? It should be a beautiful mitzvah. Make a sukkah noah, tzitzis noah. Where's the Gemara on Shabbos? Gemara on Shabbos, kuf lamadal from the base. Yes? Sukkah noah, right? You make a chepshah shal mitzvah that is beautiful. Gemara has in sukkah lamadal from the base also. Then you need an eged. Lulav needs an eged, right? You don't do it, it's still kosher. Zeke levan veil. This is my God and glorify him with the mitzvahs. Beautify the mitzvahs. Now, is there a concept of the Hiddur Mitzvah by Sefer Torah? Yes. Is there a concept of the Hiddur Mitzvah by a get? No. So what on earth is going on here? What on earth is a Sefer Torah requires mitzvah muhudaris? A get doesn't. So the Rashba and the Ritva say, what does this mean? What does this mean? The only reason why it's what? Why it's possible, if you interpret the phrase, I'm going to get to you, Gabriel. If you would interpret the phrase Einamin and Mufkar to mean that it's puzzle, which we'll see that there is one shita like that, but why is it puzzle? Why is it puzzle, guys? Why is it puzzle? Not because it's not considered to be a what? A ksav. It's puzzle because it's not real Hashem Hashem. It's not fitting to write Hashem's name like that. Binyamin, you got this down? So frek the Rashi and the Ritva, what's going on here? Rav Chisda was trying to say, according to the Rabbanan, it's not a good ksav. The only reason why it's not a good ksav is it's not appropriate to what beautifies Hashem's name, but it's not that it's not a ksav. So why would the Chumash say, ain't a shame in a mufkar? That's the kasha that they ask. So both the Rashba and the Ritva say like this. They quote Yerushalmi in the end of Perek Yudveis in the Sechah Shabbos, that the Chachamim were speaking L'shitasos Rabbi Yehuda. They themselves hold, get it down, that this is not a ksiva. Arya. They themselves hold that it's not a ksiva, the Chacham. But they were responding through the prism of Rabbi Yehuda. You hold that what this is a good ksiva, it still is a problem because it's not written in a mufkar. And the Rashba proves his words from the Yerushalmi. He proves his words from the Yerushalmi. The Korban Eid and the Ksav Sofer say, otherwise the Mishnah in Shabbos, what does the Mishnah say in Shabbos? What is the Mishnah? You guys learned it. We saw what the Tosfos. What does the Mishnah say in Shabbos? Ksav Agav Ksav is what? One line, Putter. That Mishnah would not be like any Tana. Because according to the Chachamim, Lamaisa, what does Ksav Agav Ksav mean? That it's potter l'maisa. Why is it potter? According to Rabbi Yehuda, ksav agav ksav is a what? We do recognize the second ksiva, yes? So you should be chayiv. And according to the Chumash now, it should be chayiv as well. It's just what is ksav, it's not mahuder. It must be that according to the Chumash, you have to say that what? That it's not a ksiva at all. So then how do you read this line of the Torah? Ain't shame in a mufkar. Ain't shame in a mufkar means according to whose perspective? Guys, you gotta cop this. According to Yehuda's perspective, even though it's a ksiva, but it's still not written well, the Shem Hashem. But according to us personally, we hold it's bogus. It's not a ksav at all. That's why the Mishnah says in Shabbos, butter, and it's according to the Chachamim. Otherwise, if you would say it's a ksav according to the Chachamim, then who would that Mishnah be like? It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like the Rabbanah. Yes? That's how the Rashi and the Ritva say the pshat. Amazing. This is how they say pshat. The very beautiful pshat, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Now, please get this. Please get this, halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara equates Gittin with Sefer Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be what? rewriting the get would be good. According to Chum, it's bad. Yes? According to Chum, it's bad because we. But he said, ain't shame in a mufkar. Isn't that implying that it's a good shot, but it's just a technical problem because of Shem Hashem? No! According to us personally, we hold it's nothing, Eliezer. You got this down? What'd you say? Yes, and even by getting excellent there, it would not be good. Yes. The reason why I wrote it like that is that what? The reason why I wrote it like that is because, well, like you're saying, according to your perspective of you, even according to you, that Ksav Hashemi is a Ksav, it's not written well with Shem Hashem. Everyone cop that? It's a real cop. But Rafi, you got me? Okay. Next line in the Gemara, what is Rav Acha? Yes, Oren, go ahead.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. In other words, I'm asking you, what do the Chachamim hold about writing the second Ksav? What is their sheep? Ain shame in a mufkar. What does that mean? You get the impression that it means that the Ksav is a Ksav, it's just not good to write Hashem's name again like that. But you have to rewrite it. It's not the covenant. It's not beautifying it. But in reality, a second Ksav is a Ksav. If that's the case, then what is Rav Chisda talking about? What did Rav Chisda say? That a get that wasn't written Mishma, you want to rewrite it Mishma, is it good? According to Beauty says it's good. According to the Rabban, it's not good. What do you mean according to the Rabban, it's not good? According to the Rabban, you should say Shani is a good Ksav. Should be good even according to the Rabban in the get. The only reason why the same third is bad is it's not covenant to Hashem. That's the Kasha Rosh Hashanah. So the answer is that they were speaking with few Rabbi Yehuda. According to your logic, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not nice the way you wrote it. But we ourselves personally hold it's not a Ksav at all. It's not a Ksav at all, then therefore you can't rewrite the get. Because a Ksav Shani is nothing. Okay? Now read it on the Snatch of Chisda. Go ahead. What is what? Why don't you read the Rashi first, and then we'll finish the Gemara. Go ahead. I love Kumas. Look at Rashi there, guys.
I'll pull Oskaros.
You rewrote every letter. Go ahead. Niskaven.
Niskaven looks like the unit. He meant to write it. Shahaya Toa. He made a mistake. The silver shoes are for the
unit. He made a mistake. He thought he was going to write Yehuda. Go ahead.
Vitala below Hintavota.
I don't know, for some reason he thought he had to write Yehuda for Hashem's name. That's strange, no? Maybe he was really tired, the guy. I don't know. Yeah, okay, but for some reason he thought it. Yeah, go ahead.
The
Tohe, go ahead.
The
Tohe,
the Tohe, the Tohe, the Tohe, the
Tohe. He wrote it, but he didn't write the Shema. Go ahead, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Oh, he destroys the equation. Go ahead. There's a special mandate that is by God and glorifying for mitzvahs to be done properly. Beautify the object. Go ahead.
You don't have that in this case.
Excellent. About what? No. About what? About hachalo. Period. Stop. What's here?
By get.
Here, the chachamim did not possible it. So even according to the chachamim, the get would be a good get. Yes? Okay?
So, by
Sefer Torah, you can't rewrite it because of this din of what's Ekele Vavei. But by get, there's no such mandate, so it would be good. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov destroys the what? Destroys the equation. Yes? Clear? It's interesting, you know what I mean? Because the takeaway from your testament off according to the Rambam and the Rashi and the Mordechai was what? The make a chiluk. Yes? Here also, what are we saying? According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, we also destroy the equation. No? We also destroy the equation. Well, even the Rabbanan who possibly saved the Torah, or questionable, or maybe it's not the Chachila, yes? But by get, they're going to say it's good. You know what I'm saying? It's a little similar. We broke the equation in both sugyas. If you all like around the Rashba. You follow me? Now get this down. Jonathan, you with me? Binyamin, with me? There are three sheets what the story is by Sefer Torah. In this case, is it? What did he mean when he said Velekim? What's the story? Is it puzzle? Or is it L'Kachila? Get it down. Rabbi Kivega writes that it's only a L'Kachila. B'Diyevet, it's kosher. He writes that for Famish in the Chuvis. Madura Kama Simenayin Masko Masha Poshim. Rabbi Kivega writes, no problem. B'Diyevet, it's kosher. Okay? Number two sheet of the Marsha. The Marsha writes in Shabbos Kuf Dalmas that it's Posel Midrabana. What is the story of the Sefer Torah? When you walk away from the case in the Gemara, what is it saying? Come on, let's follow this, Elias. What does it mean, Velekah? And therefore what? What's it did? Is the Sefer Torah apostle or not? Rabbi Kivega writes, it's just bad with Achilah, but the evidence comes. Marsha writes, it's what? Possum mit Rabbanan, and a get would also be what? A get also may be possum mit Rabbanan, if you say it like that. Please get that down. A get also might be possum mit Rabbanan, maybe. A corner of Akka braided Rabbi Yaakov, maybe. And then what's the third Shita? Who's the third Shita, guys? Get it down. The Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer, the Maskevina, and Sukkah, Choftesan is Maskeva Yavish, he says, you tell me. What does he say? There's only one third possibility left. What's the third possibility? Not potter. Don't say the third. It's what puzzle you mean? It's puzzle in the active of the evidence. Oh, it's a collector's item. This. Why is this a collector's item? Because hidden bits of kolter afu is only what? Lichachim. It's never what? It's never b'di evidence. Here we're saying it's b'di evidence. It's ma'akeh. It's amazing. No. It's like that first place in the second, in the third parak of Sukkah. What does Rashi say? Lulav. Why is lulav yavish gozel? Why is lulav yavish puzzle? A dried out lulu. What does Rashi say? Because you need hotter. Frek touch hidden bits is never makke. What's the answer? There is one case where it's makke. Here by Shem Hashem. Says the Psalm Sofer. Amazing, no? Even the second sheet that says Pussel and Rabbanah is a collector's item. We never say that something's not a good is Pussel and Rabbanah. So the two, second and third sheet that are collector's items here. But this is a tremendous Kiddush that comes out. There are three ways to learn it. Please get it. But the end of the day is that when you rewrite the Sefer Torah, it's a problem. When you write the get, the Rabbanan will say it's good according to Rav Acha Yaakov. So there's a machlokes amorim to Rav Chista and Rav Acha Yaakov. According to the Rabbanan, can you rewrite the get or not? According to Rav Chista, what's it did? No. According to Rav Acha Yaakov, can you do it according to the Rabbanan? Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Rafi.
Who's the second thing? Is the Rabbi Kiva Eger at the Chasam Sofer?
Rabbi Kiva Eger is the first one that says lechachila it's good, but yevit lechachila it's bad, but yevit it's kosher. Just lechachila, you missed out the ideal. Second sheet is the Marshal that says pasul rabbanon. When he says pasul rabbanon, even pasul rabbanon, I get too. He writes, please get that down. Not just by a single term. If you say it's pasul rabbanon, you can apply it even to a get. And number three is who? Chsam Sofer that's pasul minat tayrim, which is second and third are the tremendous kedushin. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
What was the second one again?
Second sheet is the sheet of the Marshal that says it's possible mid the Rabbanon. The Sefer Torah will be possible Rabbanon, and the get also might be possible Rabbanon when you have to rewrite it in Shema. That's what he wants to claim. Okay? Got this score? Okay. This brings us now to the following. Let's get it. This brings us to the following. Lamaisa. There is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos on that Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say in Kuf Aleph Beis? Someone said it earlier. What did it say? Ksav HaKamek Ksav is what? Patur. Black on white. Kuf Aleph Beis. What does the Gemara say in one line? On Shabbos. What does it say there in Kuf Aleph Beis? Amar Chista? Who's the town of light?
The Rabbanan.
Excellent, Rafi. It's like the Rabbanan. Who said it? Rav Chista. Same Rav Chista here is the same Amor over there, Rav Chista. The Mishnah is according to who? The Chachamim, yes? Meaning that what? That the second Ksav is not a what? It's not a Ksav. You've done nothing. Yes? Rep Taisus, we're going to learn. I'm going to say it outside. We're going to learn it inside. Ask Taisus on your testament, I'll live. On the bottom, next to the last place. That's the D.O. I wanted you to see. Not the top one. Yes? What does Tosis ask there? And also the Rabban. What does he ask? According to Rabbaka Bar Yaakov, what's the din? That Mishnah's not according to the Rabbanan either. Why? Because the Rabbanan agreed that what? It's a Ksav. It's just not good for a Sefer Torah. Ain't a shame in a Mufkar. But it is a Ksav. So if it's a Ksav, you should be what? You should be chayiv. So the Mishnah is not reviewed, not the Rabbanan. Who's the Tana? How can Rav Chista say the Mishnah's potter? It's going on the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says it's a ksav generally. Just by saying the Torah, it's not good. You got me, Eliezer. So why is it what? Why is it potter? Shouldn't be potter. Should be chayiv. Like Rav Yudah says, the ksav is a good ksav. Shane is ksav. This should also be. Who asked this kasha? Tosfos asked it, the Rabban asked it. It's a great kasha. So let's get it down. Please get it. I want to give two terutzim before we do the Tosfos. Let's get it. The Rabban, the Ritva, and the Chiddush Yoran all answer that the Mishnah Shabbos is talking about a special case. Let's get it down. What case? Sikra Agabidio, red on black. What's that called? When you do red on black? Mekalkel. And since that's called Mekalkel, you are what? You are Putter. It's a little difficult to answer. I'm thinking right now because what did we say when we did the Agabid Sikra? I'm sorry. What did we say when you do Sikra Agabidio? We said Amr Lachayv, Amr Lacha Putter, no? Some say Chayv, some say Putter, no? According to them, the Mishnah is saying black on white that you're what? That you're Putter. It's a Mishnah like that. So when it says Amr Lachayv, Amr Lacha Putter, it's a little difficult, you know what I mean? So I want you to get that down in your notes. That's what we're asking on that answer. What'd you say?
Can you just say that they're part of the Amr Lachayv, let's say it's Chayv?
I understand, but if that's a shot in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is saying black on white that you're what? That you're Putter. What do you do according to Manor Resist Chayiv? These are Amoroyim. These are Amoroyim, no? These are Amoroyim. Amrali, Amrlo, Itmar. We didn't get to any Tanoim yet. How can the Amoroyim can't argue on Tanoim? They'll give another answer, I'm just saying. They're going to give another answer, okay? I'm just saying that answer, Lamaisa, would be difficult according to my number. It says, Siokra Adabi Yo is Chayim, no? Because you're saying there's an explicit mission that says Potter. You understand what I'm saying, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Meaning if they, doesn't it really just come down to like at the end of the day, like that machlokes is really just machlokes and mitzvahs?
No, we never have machlokes and mitzvahs. We always say that from our
rebbe. I'm saying, so how do we have different opinions about it?
So machlokes, whether you're chayv or you're putter, lamais. So machlokes, whether you're chayv or you're putter, you all got it sick.
Isn't there a mitzvah whether or not it's makalka?
No, we said it's a makalka b'mixas, remember? That's how we lumbicize it. You have to lumbicize it. You can't have machlokes and mitzvahs. You have to lumbicize it. That's exactly what we're doing. We're lumbicizing it by saying, Dio Agave Sikra. That, is that considered to be chayv or not? That's the din. Mixus. Remember he said? Mandor, when he says the word Mekalkalu, Lamaisa? Yeah, that's Amr lo chayv le pata. That's how we lumbicize it, okay? So I want you to get this down. That's the first answer. What's the second answer? What's the second answer that the Rabban, the Ritva give? According to Rav Acha. Please get it down. That Ksiva Lishma by Sevator Aged is fundamentally different than Shabbos. Because what do you say on Shabbos? What do you say on Shabbos? Malachis? Machshevis. And therefore what? Even though what? Even though by a Sefer Torah and by a get, yes, it might be considered to be a Ksav, but in Shabbos it is what? It is not. So I want you guys to get this down. This is a Chiddush Difa. I really want to write, I think we could write a Shtickle Torah on this. How is the Ramban and the Ritva using Machshevis here? As a chumra or a kula?
Here it's a kula.
Because you're not creating over there, right? By get lamaisa, we're saying that what? By get, we're saying it's a ksiva lamaisa, but by Shabbos, it's already written. Now, how do we learn use it earlier in Shir? In one of those four distinctions, according to the Rambam. We use it as a what? We use it as a chumra. In the very same sugya, we saw some rishonim use it as a kula. And some are showing use it as a chumra. That's amazing, guys. Rav Shekha sometimes asks that on a mechina. Where do we find Malachis Machshevis is used as a kula? Usually it's used as a what? I'm sorry. Usually it's used as a kula. Where is it used as a chumra, he always asks. What do I mean by a kula? What is Malachis Machshevis? You guys ever heard of the phrase Malachis Shem Shukla Gufa? If I dig a hole and I want the dirt, not the hole, I'm putter. Because you only have courage if I want the whole. That comes from Melech Machshevis. Melech Machshevis always creates kulas. Misasek. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach, to use it as a chumra. You ever heard of Zorah? You know what Zorah is? Winnowing. You throw up the shaft, and the wind blows it, and the shaft comes off of the wheat. So the Gemara says, why you chayav for that? I didn't do the mice. I needed the wind to help me. Gemara says, Melech Machshevis, I said to you. That was your plan. You got the job done with the aid of the wind. You're chayiv. So I want you to get that down in your notes. Malachis Machshevis is used as a chumrah. Usually it's a kula. Where's the Gemara in Shas that's used as a chumrah? What da? Bava Kama? Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Where is it used as a chumrah in our sugya? Right here. For the Ram, the Rashba, to say by Shabbos it's a ksav, yachayim, but by what? Get not. But in the very same year, first year of the semester, we're digging up the Ramban and the Rashba that use it what? Use the Lekula, which is what it's usually used for. So even though they say what? What was the kasha? Ksav, I got a ksav as potter, it's korin l'chamim. Why is it korin l'chamim? Maybe it is a good ksav, it's just a problem by the hitter mitzvah. First teretz is the Mishnah Mawad, Sikrok Abadio, which we said was difficult according to that other sheet. Right? That says chai, yes? Yeah? That's number one. Number two, what's the second teretz? What's the second teretz we're saying? We're saying Malach Shabbos Shabbos. And therefore it's already written in potter. Whereas by get and say you're enhancing it. So if you're enhancing it, you're gonna be chayiv. Therefore we recognize the ksiva shniyah. But teretz uses what he uses a kula. So it comes out, halacha lemaisa, let's get it. It comes out halacha lemaisa, we've got to get to the teis inside. It comes out that we have two terutzim for that kasha. We have two terutzim for that kasha. Now, if you look in the Rambam, let's get it, guys. In Ilchos Gerushin, Paragimel Halacha Dalet, let's get it. The Rambam writes, Paragimel Halacha Dalet is Gerushin, I gave it to you. Get shenechtav shelo lishma, v'ibrolav kumus basal. You write a get shelo lishma, and you write a quill, rewrite it, it says you're pasul. The Rush says the same thing. Why you pasul? You guys tell me. Who's the Rambam paskin like? Says the Kesem Mishnah. He's paskin like who? Being real simple. Who's the Rambam paskin like? Jonathan, who's the Rambam paskin like? A corner of Chista, a corner of Rabbanan. Plug it in very simply. Only corner of Yudah is a good second receiver, right? What did Rav Chista say? What the Rabbanan reviewed argue by what? Sefer Torah, apply that to what? Apply that to Gittin. So he passes like the Rav Chista, according to the Rabbanan, puzzle. Done. Very simple. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Korban Nisanos test, the same Rashba, the reason why you pass like Rav Chista against Rav Nacha is because why? Which Gemara in Shas only quotes Rav Chista and not Rav Acha? Which Gemara in Shas? Can't hear you. Shabbos. Excellent, Rafi. The Gemara then only quotes Rav Chista, doesn't quote Rav Acha. So that seems to be that we hold like who? Rav Chista's approach. Rav Chista is a straight up Achalish review to the Rabbana, we pass the Rabbana, done. Done. However, please get it down. The Rashba quotes the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel, who paskins Lachush Lachumra, that it is a get. That it is a get. Because Rakosh is like Rav Acha. So there is a Rishon that says we hold like Rav Acha, because one Rav Acha and Kuliyam, it's a get. Both the corner of Yudah and the Rabban, it's a get, yes? So Rabbeinu Chananel says it is a get. It is a get. So I gave you the Magid Mishnah. What did the Magid Mishnah write in Halacha Beis? A startling thing. What did the Magid Mishnah say? The Magid Mishnah said that if you write a get shelo lishma and you write a quill over it, it's possible according to everyone. It's possible according to everyone. Ari, did you hear what I just said? It's possible according to everyone. Even Rabbi Yehuda was only maksher by a what? Only a sefer Torah. But by a get, it's possible because you need krisis. What's krisis? What's the word krisis mean? Separation. You need to break the man and woman, the bond. So it's got to be good from the beginning. I don't need you to refix it. Why is that fierce and nuts? Because what did our Gemara say? Black and white. Banu l'machloikis. Banu l'machloikis from Yehudah. The Rabbanon. How can you say l'kuliyama that the gets bad? It's against our Gemara, that line. The Magid Mishnah writes in Halacha Beis. He says, even Rabbi Yehudah would possibly get it. What? How can that be? It's against our Gemara. So what is the asterisk? What does the asterisk say there? There's an asterisk there on the Magid Mishnah. What's the asterisk? What does the asterisk say? That there's a Rishon named the Ramah. Who's the Ramah? Who's the Ramah? Ramah Ramah. Not the Ramah with an Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah. The Ramah writes that there's a different Girsa of our Gemara. Wow. What's the other Girsa? That's what it says in the Franco Rambam. The get motor of Yudim is being increased as a lake. It's a completely different Girsa than what we have. Not Banu l'machlokes Rebuter Rabbanan. I'm Rav Chista, that by get, everyone wants Rebuter Rabbanan. Both say it's possible. And Rebuter agrees because it increases the lake. Only machlokes by Sefer Torah. Isn't that against our Gemara? No, it isn't, because our Gemara is a different Girsa. That's a different Girsa. You know, Girsa means a text. So it comes out very beautifully, Lamaisa. Comes out very beautifully that according to that line, he had a completely different Girsa. Okay? Whatever it is, the Rama Paschal is apostle. Allah Lamaisa, like Rav Chisda, like who? Like Rav Chisda, like the Kesef Bishop Shot. And as far as the Gemara and Shabbos only quotes Rav Chisda, there is a Rabbeinu Hananel. I said that's Machus Bechumrah. That's like going like Rav Acha. That according to Rav Acha, everyone's a get. And the Magen Mishnah has this line that everyone holds as a apostle get. But you have to say that he had the Girsa of the Ramah, Halacha L'maisa. Now, what's interesting is, let's get it because we got to get to the Tais. I don't know if we're going to be able to finish it, so we'll have to try to finish the Tais real quickly in the beginning of Shir tomorrow because we got to go right in this Gemara. Because I want to finish up tomorrow and Sunday this contained piece, and then on Monday we'll continue from where we left off. It's not hard to continue where we left off. You get it happening in the middle now. Second, myself. Okay? Now listen to this. We've talked about this concept a lot. I love geography. You guys know that capital is the whole story. But there's also a kind of geography in the Rambam, where the Rambam placed certain dinim in the Ziyarah Hazaka. Where does the Rambam place this dinim of coolness, of rewriting the writing? Where does he quote it? Which halachas? He quotes this halacha only in Hilchos Gerushin. He does not mention it once in Hilchos Sefer. Why is that bothersome to me? Why is that bothersome to me? Where's the whole makor of this machlokes? By Sefer Torah. So why do you quote it by Hilchos Gerushin? You don't quote it by Hilchos Sefer Torah? Rabbi Shlomo Eger asks this question. The Gilyon Bar Shoh, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shlomo Eger, the Gilyon Bar Shoh asks this question. Amazing. The Shach does mention in your day, I gave it to Shimon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkot Beis, he mentions Lagabi writing Hashem's name by Tefillin. That if you wrote Hashem's name by Tefillin, Shalol Lishma, it does not help to rewrite it. He writes the Shach, says Allah Lamaiz, it does not help. But it's just interesting that the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch only quote this din in Hilchos Gerushin. They don't even quote it by Hilchos Sefer Torah. It's a Pella.
There's no din of
Sefer Yom
by Tefillin, because it's all hidden.
That's if you hold it's only the Rabbanon and Lamaisa. Okay, you see, that's a good horror what you're saying. It's a good horror. No, the Shach is learning that there's a din hit or miss in Lamaisa even by Tefillin, even though it's not. I understand. I'm saying the Shach is saying that the Shach is holding that it's not considered. And I can think Zach on what you're saying. Maybe by Shem Hashem it's Likud, even if it's not recognizable. The other letters have to be recognizable to the naked eye. We once mentioned, it's very sharp what Ben Yamin saying, we once mentioned intermittent is only good when you can recognize it by the naked eye. But tefillin's covered over by the boxes. So there's no din of sirtu. Sirtu, if we get to it, we get to it, God willing, clean that earth. You underline, it's intermittent, but you can't see it. So it's only by Sefer Torah, by mezuzah. Mezuzah, you can see. You don't have to have a case. But by tefillin, you don't see. So Frank Ben Yamin, he says, what are you talking about? So I want to argue to you that might be the other letters. But by Shem Hashem, it doesn't have to be necessarily seen. Especially the Raya that comes over learns that it's possible. Maybe that's what the Shach is learning as well. So rewriting it won't work. Okay? So we got this whole Mahalach. There's a lot you guys got to chazen. Let's go now. We have a few minutes left in Shir. At least I want to start the Taisis. And then we'll pick it up tomorrow in the Venus Shir and finish it inside. Okay? Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Back now on your Testament Aleph, guys. Let's go. Back on your Testament. At least we can set it up with the Kasha. And then we'll start with the Teretz. We'll say over to Kasha outside tomorrow, but I want to read it at least inside that we can get going. Go ahead. Look at the Taisis, guys. Go ahead.
Dio agave dio
potter. Dio, dio.
Dio agave dio potter.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Tamas.
What's Tamas mean?
I've got a big
bomb. Bomb Kasha. Go ahead. Not just even Tomer regular Kasha. It's a stark Kasha. Go ahead.
The Hakha Mashma, this implies the dio agave dio lo klum hu le'inyin Shabbos.
Excellent. It's a nothing regarding Shabbos. Go ahead. Also, it's a nothing we got to get. You can't add write a trace over and make, assume it's good signatures. Go ahead. What does the word Samach mean?
Next.
Very soon. What's the Medame mean? That we compare Shabbos and Gittin. Yes? Go ahead, Mashma.
Mashma, it implies the Lika Manda Palik, that there's no one who argues.
No one argues on this. It says Beferish. The Yo Agabi Dio is a nothing. The Gemara doesn't bring up a challenge to it. That's the takeaway from Daf Yud Tes. However, go ahead.
And later on, Amrinan, we said, Kasu shalol lishma, gavir lo kumus lishma, ba'inu lo kutsu, rehid verabonim. The rehid ha'ave kasu.
According to Yehuda, it is a ksav. What are you talking about? How does your Tessalonov present that, oh, everyone agrees that a ksav shni is nothing? What are you talking about? According to Yehuda, can fix the same thing, we recognize a ksav shni. That's number one kasha, the ode.
But oh, furthermore, the Rav Acha Masik Lichman, that Rav Acha concludes, that Afilu Rabbanim Modu Gavi Get Tavi Kosher.
Excellent. That according to Acha, even the Rabbanim agree that what? That the Get is Kosher. So even the Rabbanim recognize a Ksav Shnia. So what's going on here? Your testament off the takeaway is that a Ksav Shnia is a what? Is a nothing. Dior Al Dabi Yosik, or Gavi Sik, or Butter. Dior Al Dabi Butter, Aryeh. Dachav Anav, what's the takeaway? Rav Yehuda says, well, you can rewrite it, it's good. The Chacham is going to rock around and say, also, you rewrite it, it's what? It's good. So everyone recognizes exception. You got to steer from your test to Chachov. Steer from the name of A. That's Tosha's bomb kasha. So if we net it tomorrow, being sure we finish up with the Terrence, so we'll go biker. Everyone have a wonderful day. Everyone have a good first day, and we'll see. Let's stop Mincha now. I encourage you.